Hello, everyone, and thank you for coming to the Intro to the NullSec class. My name is Zach Knivers. I'm a member of the NullSec campus. So today, I'm going to talk a little bit about what is NullSec. I'm going to go over some of the differences between HiSec, LowSec, NullSec, what makes NullSec unique, how to not die as fast in NullSec. Then I'll go over specifically the NullSec campus, where it is, what we do, services available, how to get chips there, that kind of thing. And then after the class, I'll be leading a fleet from Aldrat to the NullSec campus, where we will hopefully kill some things. If not, we will die incredibly quickly. So let's start with, what is null security space? So there are four types of space in EVE Online. There's HiSec, LowSec, NullSec, and Wormhole space. We'll exclude Wormhole space for now because that's super special and different. NullSec space is defined as any space that has a security status of 0.0 or below. I say or below because just like HiSec ranges from 1.0 to 0.5 and LowSec from 0.4 to 0.1, NullSec can range from 0.0 to negative 1.0. And just like mission rewards, exploration rewards, that kind of thing changes as the security status of your system in HiSec or LowSec changes, that also affects PvE in NullSec. So systems with what we call a lower TrueSec have higher rat bounties, better PI. Just as the TrueSec goes down, your rat bounties and PI and all of that increases. NullSec is also unique in that some NullSec systems are claimable by players in what's called Sov NullSec. And as I'm sure many of you are aware, uni rules regarding going into sovereign NullSec have changed. And as long as you have someone from the Ivy League Navy with you, you're now allowed to go in there and look for fights. The NullSec campus is not in sovereign NullSec. It's in what's called NPC NullSec, and there are several regions of that. Another defining characteristic of NullSec, especially as it pertains to the university, is that the rules of engagement are different. As opposed to being in HiSec or LowSec, in which you can only shoot flashies or war targets, everyone who's not blue to you, you can shoot in NullSec. Which leads to much more PvP opportunities, in my opinion, as my opinion. NullSec is also different in that the names of systems don't have the typical proper name type names that you see in Empire. They have names like EZA Tech FM or HED Tech GP. As a little bit of trivia, all of the names of these systems in NullSec are the actual names of real quasars in the actual universe. Bubbles, as I'm sure everyone has heard of, bubbles, or to be formally known as mobile warp disruptors, are spheres that can be either anchored or launched from ships that will prevent you from warping. No amount of warp core stabilization will allow you to warp. Nullified T3s can warp in them. But they also have properties that will drag you in and out of warp. So, for instance, you can have a bubble that's 100 kilometers behind a gate, and if you warp in line with that bubble, it will drag you past the gate in what's called a drag bubble. And when you see bubble camps or gate camps that include bubbles, you'll often see these bubbles either behind or in front of gates to catch or drag people away from the gate, which can be very disorienting and makes it easier to kill people on gates. Well, not specifically unique to NullSec, it's also good to be aware that jump mechanics apply in terms of jump drives. So sinusoidal fields, you can have capital ships and supercaps and titans in NullSec, and titans can use their doomsday device, which is a single shot, large damage, very cool looking blast from a titan that does a huge amount of damage. I've never seen one. I've seen them on YouTube. Bombers can also use bombs, which are basically missiles, I guess, that are launched from the alignment of the bomber towards a target. They fly for 30K, then explode and have a 15-kilometer radius. And obviously, being null security or no security, there is no Concorde, there is no gate guns, and you incur no security status penalties for engaging people. So we'll talk a little bit now about surviving in NullSec and how to not die quickly or horribly. The first key is to, as always, keep your cool. Flying in NullSec can be very intimidating because obviously everyone is out to kill you. But trying to keep a level head about things, first and foremost, will help you in many situations. And that doesn't just apply to NullSec, it applies to all sorts of PvP or possible PvP encounters in EVE. Keeping an eye on local is even more important, specifically because local counts are typically much lower. Like, for instance, right now in Aldra, there are 72 people in local. So even if I see local blink that someone comes in or leaves, I have no idea who that person is unless I use the select all trick. But many systems in NullSec will be empty or have one or two or three people in system. So when someone comes in, you can very quickly pull up their profile, see what corp they're in, view their employment history to see if they've played the game for a long time, things like that. Keeping a constant eye on your directional scanner, and that's something that is the topic of a different class, is also pivotal because it lets you see who or what is around you at any given time. Also keeping an eye on short-range D-scans, so D-scans that search maybe one AU or two AUs, can help you narrow down where people are or keep you safe if you're in a site, because if people probe you down in a site that has a gate, they have to go through the gate. And the obvious things like flying aligned and things like that is always very important. Another important thing to consider is adding bubbles or mobile warp disruptors to your overview tabs or one of your overview tabs. For instance, I have them in my PvP travel tab. So I see gates on the overview, and I also see bubbles on the overview. One of the main reasons that you do this is to be able to warp to bubbles, which seems counterintuitive. But if, for instance, if you're at an on-grid tactical on a gate and someone warps into a bubble, you can warp directly to the bubble and engage them. When traveling through NullSec, do not warp gate to gate. In LowSec, you wouldn't do this to not land in, say, a smart bombing battleship. In NullSec, you do this primarily to not land in a catch or drag bubble like I was describing earlier. Because the alignment for these bubbles has to be very particular, bouncing to a celestial in the system and then to your destination gate will 99.999% of the time allow you to land right on the gate instead of in a bubble. So we'll talk a little bit about the recommended skills to fly in NullSec. I say these are recommendations, and I mean recommendations in the most specific sense. I will never turn someone away from flying NullSec just if they wanted to. But if you want to be, you know, optimally successful, these are the things that you should be striving towards. Obviously, the T2 tank of your choice. So T2 shield extenders and ancillary shield boosters, or T2 armor hardeners and that sort of thing. Just because they perform so much better than their T1 equivalents. Good T1 weapon skills, of your choice. Eventually aiming to get T2 because of the flexibility that T2 guns and T2 ammo provide you. Depending on how new you are to the game, that can be kind of a longer reach, which is totally fine. Thermodynamics is an important skill for any type of space, high, low, or null, because overheating is awesome. And cloaky skills are always appreciated because cloakies, not just COVOPs, but you'll often see, for instance, cloaky interdictors, so sabers with a prototype cloak on them, will sit on a gate, and when someone jumps through, if they want to engage, they just decloak and launch their bubble. A short versus a long playtime is only a small indicator of what a certain person is capable of, but it's something that I take into account because people obviously have been playing longer, have more skills, have more ships available to them. EU primetime, I hate to say, is probably one of our weaker timelines. I would love to have more EU bros and AU bros. Right now, the Null State campus mostly has US time zone players. But I would be very cool with EU players coming to Null State campus and living in Syndicate and seeing what it's all about. I wouldn't say that. I'm sorry, I assumed you were asking about the campus in particular. Syndicate is a pretty active place anywhere except Prime AU time zone, I've heard. The nice thing about where the Null State campus is located, and we'll talk a little bit about Syndicate and where the Null State campus in particular is that it's very easy to get around, and it's fairly easy to find a good fight. Because there are gates to LoSec that are very close, and there are pipes that lead in and out that are often camps, so you can go fight a camp if that's something you're interested in. As far as a recommended minimum set of skills, I would say that the recommended minimum would really be just a T2 tank and middling gunnery skills. Obviously, the one requirement that's listed is that you do need to have the freshman title in order to go to be part of the Null State camp. That's obviously not a skill, but it is a requirement. I would never ever turn someone away from the camp because I didn't think they had, you know, a recommended set of skills. I personally moved to the Null State camp with one frigate and 3.2 million skill points, and I haven't looked back since. Ed asks, where do you shop? I will get to that in a minute. The quick answer is Jita. The market is pretty rough in Syndicate. And getting to Solitude, where there is a uni project called Fittingly Project Solitude, can be pretty dangerous because the route is often very heavily camped. But we do have a way around it, and we'll talk about it here in just a minute. Barbara asks, do you have to have the freshman title, or can you have the freshman title requirement? As long as you meet the requirement, I'm okay with that. If a uni manager came to me and said, no, they actually have to have the title, then that would be different. But I don't really harp on that requirement too hard. I just think it's more important that someone who comes to the NullSec camp is interested about living in NullSec and constantly PvPing. Even if you're doing PvE things like ratting or PI, you always have to be aware that PvP encounter is just around the corner, because in many cases it actually is. Skill books, I would honestly say get them in Empire or have them shipped. There are places where you can buy skill books because other corps in the area have bought them and shipped them in. The more paranoid of us think of that as baiting for kills, because people will wait for someone to buy something from their transaction, then undock waiting for this person to leave. Ace is correct. We've mainly been flying destroyers and cruisers as of late. Some of us have battle cruisers that we use primarily for ratting. And a few campers have been interested in flying some Logi, which I think would be amazing. Lofty Lazarus asks about mining. I would say mine at your own risk, because the place that we live is a fairly safe system, but you still always have to be aware that if someone finds a venture or a retriever MD skin, you're going to die in about 2 seconds. I know there is a corp called Blackthorn that lives in Solitude that is blue to the Uni, and they will day trip into Nullsec for mining. But they're crazy. Corbin Arctis asks about plexing, scanning down SIGs and running them. We do a lot of ratting. I wouldn't say a lot of ratting, but we do rat. We normally either will just run anomalies, or sometimes people will scan down unrated complexes or radar magnetometric sites in and around the immediate area where the Nullsec campus is based, because the area, the general area constellation where we live is pretty easy to move around. To be honest, the ratting in Nullsec, in Syndicate specifically, is not that great because, as I mentioned, the TruSec of Syndicate is pretty bad. It's very close to 0.0, so you're not going to find like negative 0.6789 systems where you can go and rat for a while and make, you know, the hundreds of millions of ESC that you hear the Sovnol players read about in the forums and such. We do have some new people on the campus who are trying out PI, and I'll be trying out PI here in a couple of days, and we'll see how that works out. I'm pretty excited to see what kind of passive income can be done with that. But many NSC people make their ISK running low-sec sites and complexes and such, because the 8 out of 10s, 9 out of 10s do require several battle cruisers with Logi and other support in order to be run effectively. Fragar asks, are there any preferred DESIs or cruisers for the NSC? Just ships. Every person in the Nullsec camp has their favorites. Thrashers have been pretty popular. But whatever fits your skills best. I mean, sometimes when we go out on roams, we'll say, hey, let's fly Titan ships today, or let's fly Brawlers today, or stuff like that. We don't have a lot of Logi pilots, so we're not forced to, you know, define our doctrine by a tank type or anything like that. Dan Egdahl asks, is there much in the line of capital fights that happen down in the NSC? Actually not. Syndicate is a pretty interesting place when it comes to Nullsec, because it's very easy to get in and out of Syndicate because there are a lot of entrances and exits from Empire space. Much of the PvP that happens is solo and small gang PvP. I have seen POS bashes with Dreadnoughts. Black Legion destroyed a Goonswarm POS there a month and a half or so ago that I watched from the safety of my cobots, which was pretty cool. But there certainly aren't fights on the scale of the Battle of Asakai or the Luminaire event. Much of it is battle cruisers and below subcaps. Okay, I'm going to paste a link in class.eu. It's going to be a link to .lan, which has the map of Syndicate. Syndicate, as I've alluded to, is the region in which the Nullsec campus is based. It is NPC Nullsec that is owned by the Intaki Syndicate, and much of the missions that you will find in Syndicate are run for the Intaki Syndicate and their various subcorps, although you will find Thucker Mix and Quaife Company as well. Within Syndicate, the Nullsec campus is based in a system called EZA Tech FM, which is in about the center right of the map. And as you can see, EZA has four gates, so it's very different from Aldred, in which there's only one way out of Aldred. There's four ways out of EZA, which make it a great place to stage roams out of, because it's very easy to decide on going very different directions. And there are a lot of fights to be had in this kind of big blob of systems in the top right of the map. We often roam far, far away up towards FD-TAC-MLJ or X-TAC-M2LR and find nothing, and then come all the way back, and then we'll get a fight with four battlecruisers and their accompanying ships in 6-TAC-C, which is literally right next door. So as I said, the NOLSEC campus is an EZATEC FM in the Thucker Mix Factory Station, which is bottom station in the right-click list. We do have corporate offices and corporate hangars. The main one that we use is the Alpha Hangar. We have, and they're full to the brim of all sorts of stuff, T2 modules, ammunition, all sorts of things. T1 modules can be hard to find. Because many of us do have at least some form of T2 skills. But we do have lots of T1 frigate hulls. We have a couple of cruisers that you can just pull out of the hangar, fit it up, and you're ready for a run. But the main way that most people get things to the NOLSEC campus from Empire is through a jump freighter. One of the members of our campus, Media Assassin, has a jump freighter service that he runs from JITA to EZA and back. So if you have any PI or ratting spoils or things that you like to have shipped to JITA to be sold, he will do that as part of your contract. He does this for the cost of his fuel, which is 25 million ISK, which gets you 350,000 M3s of storage for ships. That's a lot. I just did a contract myself the other day, and I was only able to fill 150,000, and that got me 10 destroyers, 5 cruisers, and a battlecruiser with their attendant fittings. So many campers will split them, split the cost of the freighters. You can also, if Media Assassin is for whatever reason unavailable, you can use Black Frog, but Black Frog costs 100 million ISK, but you will get the same amount of space, and they'll jump it from wherever you like. Abdul Azred asks, what is the closest high sec to have a clone station? I would probably pick Chessia in Vergevinder, which is one jump through Rebular. The reason I picked that system over Orval, which is a direct high-sec entrance, is that the Orval PFTEC 346 gate is camped very often because it's a high-sec entrance. So if you wanted to keep a clone in high-sec, I would put it in Vergevinder, in Chessia, or somewhere around there. Or you could just put your clone in EZA and party with us. That's about all I have, so I'll open it up for questions. I ran through that pretty quick, so I'm sure people have plenty of questions. I will be convening a fleet to go to the NOLSEC camp after Q&A is done. John Pierce asks, as a new player, why would I set my goal to flying in NOLSEC? My main answer would be is if you're primarily interested in PvPing. And I know you can get PvP in the low-sec campus, you can get it in the low-sec campus, you can even get it finding war targets here in high-sec. But I personally think that it's very accessible in the low-sec campus specifically because Syndicate has such a focus on solo and small game PvP. While you do see them from time to time, the big blob fleets from corps like Clockwork Pineapple and Goonswarm, most of the time you'll enter a system and there will be 2 or 3 people in local. So then you say, okay, can I find these people? And you find them and you try to fight them and kill them. It's very simple. You don't have to worry about flashies or gate guns or any that sort of thing. You find someone and then you try to get a fight. Plus, if your goal after the university is to do the solve null thing and live out in player-owned space and fight in the big fights, it can be very helpful to you that time spent in NullSec, so you're familiar with things like bubble mechanics and bombs and that sort of thing. Some of the disadvantages are, the NullSec campus right now is very small, so we often have to walk away from fights that if we had 3 or 4 more people, we could take, especially some of the big kid camps. So the solo small game PvP always has its kind of ups and downs where you'll have 3 or 4 people in system, and then 6 or 7 people will come through and you'll have to dock up because you had no chance of fighting them, or you'll go check the Rivula Gate in 6 Taxi, for example, and there will be 3 Talos, a Rapier, a Raptor, and some other frigates. And if you just had, 3 or 4 more people, maybe you could take it. But the flip side of that is when you have fights like this, the kill mail here. This is a fight that we had in EZA just the other day. We dumped on a Vagabond that was trying to play station games just outside our station. But he burned off too far, and one of our new bros got point, and we just burned him down for a nice shiny hat kill. Trinity, EZA is 5 jumps from Solitude. The problem is that those 5 jumps are some of the most heavily camped gates in Syndicate. There's almost a permacamp. I say permacamp. I've never checked it during EU time zone or AU time zone. But in Y9G and 97X, there's a corp called Anger Management, or I think they're now called Anarchy, that camp those gates with heavy interdictors and T3s. So someone just pointed out to me, thank you, Ed, that to refer back to the question about where to station a high-sec clone, the first high-sec system in Verge Vendor with stations is actually in Masal. So if you wanted to put a clone nearby to Syndicate in high-sec, I would put them in Masal, because that's the first high-sec station with high-sec system with stations. Jean-Pierre asks, how are the opportunities to profit different in null, low, and high? So as the security status of systems goes down towards 0 and then back towards -1, the profit for any given activity increases. So ratting in a 0.6 system is less profitable than ratting in a 0.3 system, which is less profitable than ratting in a -0.2 system, and so on and so forth. But as the security status goes down, obviously the risk increases, which is why you see most mining, for example, happening in high-sec, because it's just not worth it from a risk-to-reward perspective to mine in null-sec. Ballpark, rat bounties for battleships in Syndicate range from about 800k to 1.1 mil per battleship. The Trinity asks, are there ways that Solitude can help the NullSec, or is it too much hassle? A lot of that really depends on, obviously, the camp. And when I say camp, the Anarchy camp, Pipe in YNG and 97. I don't know how active that is in time zones other than when I fly. If it's not that active, I think it would be pretty cool to see blockade runners running smaller modules from Solitude to Syndicate. I think that would be something that would be interesting. Maybe running PI that way. Lex asks, question, are the blobs down after each downtime? I assume you mean bubbles? Bubbles persist after downtime, and I'm pretty sure they don't ever go away unless someone unanchors them or destroys them. So sometimes you'll fly around and find unmanned gate camps, which we will then man. We'll chill out on some other people's bubbles for a while. As far as pirate mission agents, I'm not sure if Itaki Syndicate counts as pirate missions. I don't think so. But there is a level 4 Itaki Syndicate security agent in EZA. There has been a recent push to, for people. There are people who are doing missioning in Syndicate. Probably the best corp to do missioning in Syndicate for is Quaife Company because they have the best LP score. Abdel Azrab asks, how can a Nubro avoid bubbles while traveling? As Jean-Pierre pointed out, the best way is to warp to a celestial, preferably one that isn't close to the alignment of the gate that you're traveling to. Warp to that celestial and then warp to the gate that you want to go to. Because bubbles have to be aligned very specifically in order to catch you or drag you, warping out of that alignment will keep you out of the bubble. And yes, as Levin pointed out, bookmarks, lots of bookmarks, bookmarks all the time. And you don't really have to go out very far in your bookmarking to have a pretty full set of bookmarks. Doing the systems within 3 jumps of EZA will cover you for most of the roaming that you'll do because it doesn't really take that long to find someone who wants to kill you. Jean-Pierre asks, so there are mission agents in NullSec, they are just for the pirate corps. There are mission agents in NullSec. In fact, Syndicate is probably one of the better NPC NullSec regions because it by far has the most stations. The corps that you'll find most commonly are Itaki Syndicate, Quaife Company, and Thucker Mix. And yes, Wrath, don't ever warp to a moon. There are a lot of posses in NullSec, and most of them, I'm sure, have guns on them. Jean-Pierre asks, are the rats you kill different from the pirate agents located in the area? Yes, the rat type in Syndicate is Serpentis. So the rats you find on gates and in anomalies and sites and all that will be Serpentis rats. The NPC agents are Itaki Syndicate. Trinity asks, on a weekly basis, approximately how often are organized groups heading out? Wednesday typically is our most active day of the week, so we'll often have an organized roam on Wednesdays. And we try to do one or two on the weekends. A lot of our kills don't come from organized roams or groups, but just impromptu kills from finding people in stations. You know, sometimes someone will undock and go check the regular gate because it's one jump and a warp away to see if there's a gate camp that we can attack there. We'll get kills that way. So the floor is open for anyone who wants to ask questions. I'll probably end the Q&A in probably 10 or 15 minutes, and then I'll start the call and alliance for people to join the fleet. Trinity asks, LoSec seem heavy on Mumble, same with Null. Well, when we're roaming, we're on Mumble. The LoSec campus has a lot more people there than the NullSec campus does, which I think is part of their proximity and the popularity of the LoSec campus. But I at least try to be on Mumble when I'm on Eve. I think most of the people in the NullSec campus do as well. The NullSec campus is right now very U.S. time zone heavy, so that's when you'll often see people. I think one of the most important qualities that someone who's interested in coming to the NullSec campus needs to have is the ability to manufacture your own content, I guess. Because there are stretches when, nothing of any particular importance is happening. People might be, on an alt doing LoSec sites or something like that. So a lot of people in the NullSec campus do solo PvP. Like Griffith who's terrible at it, and myself, who's even worse. But that's sort of, to use a term that I hate, that sort of self-starting requirement was something that drew me to the campus. I wanted to be able to kind of, you know, have my hand in what went on in a place and make content for myself and the people around me. The NullSec campus was the best place for me, but so far it has. Tunstrike Martell asks, what Intel tools do you recommend to use? Dotland is always a fantastic resource, especially the ship pod kills menu, because it will tell you, much like the in-game map shows you kills nearby. This one will show you how many ship and pod kills have gone past, I think, half an hour of the interval. But you can also use it to see, you know, how many jumps have there been, how many, you know, rat kills, that kind of thing. So you can use that when planning where you want to go if you're doing some PvP. You can also use it to look up planet types, find agents. Dotland is amazing. We also use the D-Scan parser. I don't have the link off the top of my head, but you copy your D-Scan results in, and it'll give you additional information. Like, it will break down the composition, say this is, has this many cruisers, this many destroyers, this many battle cruisers, etc. Alexa asks, is there a ship size restriction for the fleet today? I'm going to say cruisers or below, unless someone really wants to fly a battle cruiser, but I would highly advise against it. Trinity asks, just checking that here, plenty of North Americans in Null. Yes. I think most of us are U.S. time zone. Some of us are West Coast. Most of us, I think, are East Coast. But we do have a couple of EU bros, and there are some people in the LSE that do AU time zone late night runs, the NullSec. And being in the NullSec campus has also kind of helped me develop the skills, like Mon talks about, D-Scan, combat probing, those types of soft skills that really distinguish the run-of-the-mill PvPer from good and great PvPers, or the ability to do those types of things quickly and accurately. Combat probing is a very important part of NSC PvP. We use it to punt on top of people all the time. So if you can combat probe or are interested in learning how to combat probe, come visit the NullSec camp, because we will teach you and we will love you forever. So if no one has any other questions, I'd like to thank you all for coming to the class. I will put the call in Alliance for the exit for the fleet in probably 5 minutes, just to give everyone a break to go buy or do whatever you need to do. If any of my NullSec camp bros here in the channel would like to add any final thoughts, they're more than welcome.
You did good.
I did well, Griff.
Don't let you go there.
And if you ask safety is on what color, I leave mine on green because I don't go to low sec, so I don't have to worry about it. Safety on green will let you shoot anyone in low sec. The travel fleet will be leaving from Aldrap. Kyoto Jin asked, does shooting people in NullSec affect your standing with them or corpse when you get back to HighSec? No, it does not. Prodigy Niminen asked, will the fleet be passing near any E&E jump clone areas? I don't think so. Let me check the route.
Comment, any aspiring solos? Placid is right next door to us as well, so you could do some faction warfare there as well.
Yes, Griff's absolutely right. Faction warfare areas are actually a really good way to get into solo PvP because you can gate your encounters with faction warfare complexes. And not that I would ever condone this, but NullSec is a great way to rat up your security status if you happen to run afoul of Concord in NullSec. Not that I would ever condone that behavior. Griff?
No. No, look, well, I have positive sex status.
I have positive sex status.
He's crazy.
I'm not crazy.
No, you're crazy.
You're both crazy.
I might be crazy.
Everyone on the Nulsa campus is crazy. I can vouch for that.
But we're all great fun.
I don't know about that.
I think we're all great fun.
They'll just have to figure it out for themselves if we are or not.
Yeah, there you go. And if you like armor ships, please join us. Please. I'm so lonely.
And if it's armor, be sure to be Galente so you don't give them any Amar, you know?
No. My last little bit, I guess, is, I don't know if any of you saw it, but I joined the Nulsa campus maybe a week or so after I joined the uni, and I wasn't really able to fly much. I think I could only really fly a frigate. But even just frigates help down there, because if they're flying cruisers, they're not going to be able to get to them. They can't lock them fast enough. That's what you're for.
Yes, even, I mean, even, I know this is something that people hear in EVE all the time, and they just harp on, and yeah, yeah, but even the smallest frigate can make a huge difference. So for instance, that Vagabond kill that I posted earlier would not have been possible if that guy in the executioner did not hit Scramweb, and the Vagabond could have just burned away and been gone. So, I mean, if you can't fly an interceptor, fly a Condor, fly an executioner, or an Atron. So once again, for the third time, everyone, thank you for attending the class. As I'm sure you all saw on Alliance, I will start the X-Up for the tribal fleet in 1 minute or so. Frybear, other than cruisers and below, my only recommendation would be a ship that you're not afraid to lose. I know that people bring that up all the time with this game, but Syndicate is a very long way from Aldrat. Which is a benefit and a disadvantage for people who live at the camp. It's just something to be aware of. So if you die, you'd probably be able to get back to the Nulsa camp station to get a new ship before you're able to get any ship down. But it is a long trip.